Paul, just a couple of the house cleaning things. Your goaltender tonight will be
Connor Hellebuyck.
And you told me yesterday not to take out number 70 of your lineup. Have you made a decision on that? You're 60?
Same lineup.
This club was first place in your division first week of December. They've fallen on some tough times, but again, maybe reiterate what you said yesterday, that the kind of challenges they present.
So, I mean, Toronto's a real good hockey team, right? But prior to that, they hadn't lost a hockey game in three. Like, the three-on-three tournament that we play at the end of the game and the shootout tournament aren't related to how your hockey team's playing, right? So you don't get beat. You're doing some really good things. There's world-class players there. They got lots of frustration. And in through all of those things you said, they're right there. Right? So all of this is going to take is one period, one game. They catch fire. And then the pressure comes off them, the pressure that they're dealing with. And now you got a problem because this is a real good team. It's happened in the Central Division now a bunch of times. It happened to St. Louis, and nobody wants to play them. Their best team in the league right now. It happened in Chicago. That season was over. They're right there. So we just don't want to be that team that gets them going. We want to make sure that we're right, we're ready. We got lots of things that we're working on in our game that are really important that we get right. But we're expecting their best. They're going to play hard. They're going to play fast. It's turned that way for them now. These are playoff games for them now, so they're coming out wired.
Is there a better line in the NHL than what they have on?
Well, we hope the Scheifele line is tonight. Right, but there's a group of these elite lines that have all pieces. Great speed, great hands, physicality, intensity level, big tanks. They can play lots of minutes and play well right through the game. It's in the mix of as good as there is.
Just one quick one on Josh Morrissey and the kind of season he's having. I mean, he and Trouba have the same amount of points that certainly occur high for him. You knew this was coming. You've hinted to us that this was coming. He knew that this kind of a season was coming. Just what has he done lately that you've liked?
The exact same thing that he's always done for us, right? He's plays against the other team's best. He's got one of the best defensive sticks in the league. He skates. He reads the play real well. He's got an opportunity to get a little bit more power play time over the next 23 years of his career. He's going to get lots of that. He's going to be a big number guy at some point on the power play. Josh's challenge is going to be rest and recovery for the rest of his career. The minutes he plays against the other team's best, he's going to be on both special teams. Fit, plays hard, block shots. We're just going to have to make sure we don't burn him out.
Paul, heading to this deadline, there's a lot of people talking about how you feel that you guys need a second-line center.
Yeah.
What do you think is most underappreciated about Brian Little's?
Other than the 16 points in the last 17 games? He's got to tighten that up, doesn't he? He's playing with two really, really young, really unique players, and he's done that for the last year and a half, and he's carried them in so many ways that maybe it's only a coach's point of view, you notice how hard he works to get in to make things happen, but also to get out, to be on the right side of the puck, to battle every shift, to try to work these two kids again. They're really unique players. I'm not sure, so I'll wait till after the deadline, and then I'll argue with you on every one of those names that we should have got, that we got the right guy here.
Do you think that it's unfair for him to be tied as closely as some do to Patrick's scoring struggles?
Yes. I mean, 16 and 17 is pretty good. Pretty good player.
As a head coach, do you pay any attention to strength of schedule?
I look at it an awful lot.
Okay.
But I don't take any. I don't make any decisions based on it. So what's tougher to right now, a team that's 4 points out or a team that's 25 points in? Well, if both teams play to their max, the team with 25 more points, clearly. But over 82, does that happen? Yes, over 82, we decide who's the best 16. But on any single given night, usually the most desperate team has the best chance of winning. I don't love that word. For me, the more wired team, wherever your motivation is that you come to that game, if it's a Tuesday night game and you're just not feeling that night and somebody else is their last chance, I take the team that's their last chance all night long, right? I don't know that there's going to be – all these teams change who they are over the course of the year, right? You'll get teams in the last 6 weeks that just, you know, want to ramp up their game and away they go because they're getting ready for the playoffs. You got every night is a death fight for some of these teams. Some of these teams are going to shed a bunch of really good players. So all the fans understand what's going on. The players that are left understand what's going on. Winning isn't the key piece to their game that night, and they become incredibly hard to play against because they're throwing rink-wide passes to speed. They're making all those plays they couldn't make in November when the pressure was on. They're making them now. Strength of schedule. I do look at it. I know we got a big block of teams that are sitting in the playoffs in our last stretch. I would take that all day long. Let's play that kind of game going into the playoffs.
Paul, outside of the obvious, when Dustin Byfuglien has that kind of physical engagement in his game, what are some of the other tangible benefits for your group?
Well, just more room for everybody else on the ice. We've got a pretty good hybrid here. We've got three or four really big men that when they start leaning on guys can make an impact in the game. I don't know that there's another Dustin Byfuglien. But the energy level will come up on both sides, right? So Dustin finishes a check, catches somebody. The other team either skates faster or gets angry, right? Either get away from them or you get angry. So the energy level in the building comes up. That's good for our team.